Good morning and welcome to ICRT's Looking South, our weekly look at the central government's new southbound policy and its effects. I'm Eric Gao, and today I am joined by two students from National Taiwan Normal University, Ivy Xu and Zhang Siyi, who have studied abroad. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, I'm Ivy.
Hello, Minglava. I'm ICRT listening. I'm Siyi.
Start off by telling our listeners about yourself, where you studied, why you chose to get your education there. Ivy, would you start?
I'm a graduate student of National Taiwan Normal University, and my major is social work. And there is a chance I can have an internship in Malaysia for helping refugees, so I choose Malaysia for my education. My professor has visited UNHCR, United Nations High Commissioner of Refugees, in Malaysia in 2016. And she brought the information back that UNHCR has their own internship program. She also recommended our student to give it a try. Inspired by the experience of being a volunteer in Philippines, and I'm also interested in the culture of Southeast Asia and the issue of foreign workers in Taiwan and refugees. So I decided to take this chance to apply the internship of UNHCR in Malaysia.
And Siyi, what about you?
I'm majoring in social work. Why I want to go to education there? I think my past experience. In 2012, I had been Cambodia to be a volunteer for education. And last year, my professor tell us we have a chance to Myanmar to practice training. I think it is exciting information for me, so I choose Myanmar.
Can you tell us about your experiences taking part in the exchange? What did you learn? How was life different in that country?
It was an exciting experience because it's my first time being abroad alone and living in a foreign country. I learned to be independent and improve my problem-solving ability. During the internship, I was arranged to Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Unit in UNHCR. Most of refugees I met, they are suffering from sexual violence, physical violence, or social-economic violence like LGBT people who can't access their enjoyment of civil, social, economic, cultural, and political rights, or harmful traditional practice like child marriage. So I learned a lot about these violence issues and the situation of refugees, and also knew how to use my social work abilities to help refugees.
How would you say you've changed or grown after going through this program? See, you first this time.
For me, understand cultural difference. For example, I'm a social worker and to do a relative practice training. I need to adjust my program to fit my client rather than forcing them to accept Taiwanese service model. And work on my beliefs, values, and personal bias. It can be comforting, but by doing this, I will be able to think about now how this trend might impact on approach to and understanding difference. For example, when I find my client's advantage and I need to design a strength perspective service program for encouraging them to care their communities.
And you, Ivy?
My time interning in UNHCR was unforgettable, especially when I interact with refugees. I noticed that refugees are not just the word writing on the newspaper or showing on TV. It's really hard for me to imagine all these bad things and difficulties happen to refugees, but they're still trying hard to move to other country and looking for a better life. Their courage and life resilience encouraged me a lot and always remind me to be content with my life and cherish everything I have.
Siyi, would you encourage other students to take part in a program like this?
I totally encourage all the students to take part in a program like this. In my opinion, Taiwan culture and life are the land they are won. It is important to learn and fit in, especially for their future careers, right? So we need to broaden social cultural views because international cooperation and communication are increase our cross-cultural understanding ability skills within cultural difference.
And Ivy, you would as well, yes?
Sure, it's a good opportunity to learn new things and experience something different from Taiwan. I think that most of students will be worried about money, but there are some scholarship and projects from Ministry of Education which can provide financial assistance. So it can lower your pressure and help your dream come true.
And finally, before we go, is there anything that you wish you knew before attending this exchange that you would like to pass on to future students?
Maybe 4 points.
Okay.
Take to some from a different cultural background and fit in, travel, be more accepting and don't stereotype, and everyone is unique. I think world is big and you never know who you meet in the future. Making an effort to actually learn about people instead of making broad brush assessment. And we need to remember that everyone, while their cultural background, has different opinions, habits, and life way. I think we need to accept everyone is different and embrace it.
First thing is language competence. No matter English or other language, language is a key to communicate, learn new things, or make friends. So I think that building up your language competence is very important. And second is being flexible, especially when you are in a foreign country. And that's the thing I always remind myself. Since everything might happen, I suggest opening my heart to accept everything and being prepared to face difficulties. Then the thing you make during this adventure will be fun and unforgettable.
We've been chatting with Zhang Siyi and Ivy Xu from NTNU about their experiences studying abroad. Ms. Zhang, Ms. Xu, thank you for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And that's it for Looking South this week. For this and past episodes, you can check out the podcast section on the ICRT website. I'm Eric Gao. Thanks for tuning in.